I'm glad you do that. I really kind of like the 1.2 meter. Had a lot of good interactions on it, and I know it's not widely used anymore, but I'm glad there's still people out there that like it. And maybe it had a little bit of advantage to that, that people are using it, are intentional about it.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful band, and I like how it's. I think it's an awesome band. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Where was I going with this? This is WB9YPA. I've had this machine here's been on since 1982. And there's been a lot of people that have come and gone over the years, and it used to be pretty busy. And the only time, there's only been a couple times where I've shut it off, and that was because people were getting loose with their tongue and swearing and stuff. And of course that's legal. You know, they can do that. It's their right. But I don't think it has to be broadcast. It's bad enough when another person has to hear it. And I try to stick to my guns on that. But anyway, enough said. I'm gonna digress over all that. But it's warming up today, and it's a beautiful day, and it's time I have to get out and pay some bills, finally.
Yeah, it is. It's getting nicer out, and I think it's going to be even better tomorrow. I have a Zygu G90 rig that I'm setting up for Parks on the Air, so I took it out in the backyard and kind of checked my setup today, get ready for that season. So band's not great on the 20 meter today, but I did have some success, and looks like everything's working like it should.
What are you using for portable antenna? I understand this Zygu, or however that's pronounced. I think you pronounced it the right way. Those radios, I guess they're pretty good, but they're pretty expensive for a Chinese radio.
They're getting a little bit better in price now. I think I got mine for around $350. But it's surprising. There's a lot of features in it that people don't realize. It has a built-in antenna analyzer in it, which is really nice, especially for parks on the air. Built-in tuner. It can do SDR, quite a few things. But yeah, it's got quite a bit of punch for what it is. Antenna-wise, today I was using it's a JVC. It's a whip antenna with a center load on it that I've seen on several people on YouTube use for parks on the air, and I really like it so far. It's pretty easy to set up to tune. Then I have some infeds also that I can use for that. K9TWL.
K9TWL, this is WB9YPA. Yeah, very good. Okay, so you're pretty happy. Obviously, you're happy with the way the antenna system works for you. And so you're not using a tuner. The antenna is resonant, then, I take it. I'm not familiar with that particular antenna, but you don't have... The other question is there an antenna tuner built into the rig?
There is, yes. There is an antenna tuner in that rig, and also an antenna analyzer. So you can do SWR, and you can also do an antenna test.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Are you using one of those little network analyzers?
No, I haven't gotten into one of those yet. Mostly I've just been using the one built into the G90. I have a FT891 also, Yaesu, that I can take with me, and I have an external tuner for that one.
that's nice. That's great. Yeah. Going back to that, what do they call those network analysts, those low cost, unbelievably powerful network analyzers that you can hold in your hand? I don't own one. I bought one and gave it to gave it to my colleague as a Christmas gift. And he wouldn't open it. He thought I gave him a box of chocolates. And I'm like, no, I don't give guys boxes of chocolate. I don't do that. I says, it's not chocolates. And so finally, like 2 weeks after I got it for him, he opened it up. But I'm thinking of buying one for myself because I don't always have to pack my HP network analyzer everywhere I go. You know, sometimes I don't have to have the calibrated accuracy of the HP or the dynamic range that it offers. And sometimes something like that is powerful enough to do what I need to do with it. So, yeah. Carting around a 65-pound network analyzer, let me tell you what, I'm getting old.
Yeah, I don't think I'd enjoy that at all either, but I could definitely see why your friend thought that. I've seen a box for one of those things. This is like a little black box. The one I've seen has gold lettering, so I see how that'd be easy to think it was something else.
Well, it was in the gift wrap, and he wouldn't open. I said, open it. He says, oh, yeah, I'll get around to it.
So I'm glad I finally got around to it, and hopefully he's enjoying that. Yeah, I've been thinking about getting one myself. I think it'd be kind of a handy little tool to have.
I had purchased a few years ago, maybe it's been 5 years ago or so, and I, for the heck of it, I wasted my money on I paid $300, I think is what, those MFJ, those MFJ antenna analyzers. And